ago in old New Amsterdam, there lived a cousin of the Duke of Buckingham. His friends knew Buckingham to be a sport, so they cut the ham and called him Buck for short. One day Buck met a little cluck and he whispered, "Ducky dear," in accents loud and clear, "please marry me right here." She replied, "I will be your bride, but there must be no delay." So they were buckled up that day. Soon they had a lot of little bucks, and oh, how fast they grew. There was one buck, two bucks, three bucks, four bucks. No one knows how many more bucks. Mrs. Buck would play the ukulele every morn till two. And while old man Buck was singing, all the little bucks were bucking, winging. When they had eggs for breakfast, Buck was out of luck. Each buck would eat a dozen, and a dozen cost a buck. The landlord tried to raise Buck's rent, but he would not pay a sou. So he backed up a motor truck, and he said goodbye, and he said good luck. And he moved his wife and all the little bucks to Timbuktu. When the bucks arrived in Timbuktu, a Zulu chieftain by the name of Buckaroo was waiting with the buckboard at the pier. And he said to Buck, "Pile all your bucks in here." "Old man Buck says, I think I'll duck, 'cause the place looks mighty queer." The chieftain said, "Don't fear, I know you like it here." Just then Buck hollered, "We're in luck," 'cause he spied a great big sign which read, "The buck beer here is fine." Soon they had a lot of little bucks, and oh, how fast they grew. There were two bucks, four bucks, six bucks, eight bucks, overfed and underweight bucks. Old man Buck got on a bucking bronco and away he flew. He came back home feeling frisky with a bucket full of buck-eyed whiskey. The little bucks had never tasted chops or steaks, 'cause Mrs. Buck fed all the bucks on homemade buckwheat cake. Old Buck was such a funny sight, he was over 6'2". He looked like a big giraffe, when he walked with his son he would make you laugh, 'cause they both looked like a buck and a half in Timbuktu. For breakfast, Buck was out of luck. Each buck would eat a dozen, and a dozen cost a buck. The landlord tried to raise Buck's rent, but he would not pay a sou. So he backed up a motor truck, and he said goodbye, and he said good luck. And he moved his wife and all the little bucks to Timbuktu.